This week on You and the Law, attorney Joanne Schultz is here, and we're talking about investment losses. Learn your legal rights. Client lists at a brokerage firm know that they're giving up certain legal rights when they sign all the paperwork.
I don't believe they do, Mike. It's usually hidden in a paragraph within the new account documents and application, which, and basically every new account document has a arbitration agreement in there, a pre-dispute arbitration agreement, which basically says that they will have to go to arbitration versus going to court if there is a dispute with their firm.
Do you have any alternative if you want to go into the market but you don't want to give up the right to go to court?
I don't think so. You might be able to find a registered investment advisor that might not have an arbitration clause in there, but for the most part, most commercial contracts these days do have arbitration clauses in them.
You are upset that your broker put your money into Lehman Brothers or something like that. What happens when you want to get your money back?
Well, if you feel that, you know, there's something that has been done wrong or you've lost a lot of money, you've been placed in unsuitable products, which is the crux of these types of claims, you would probably want to see an attorney who specializes in that area of the law. They can review all the documents, take a look at, interview you, obviously, and see if they will assess whether they... there's potential to get that money back. The way that's done, obviously, is to file a statement of claim with the arbitration forum that's designated in your contract and, you know, do it that way. Most of these types of cases are based on unsuitability or guarantees that obviously didn't come through, like the Lehman Brothers notes that were written up as being completely guaranteed. So that's basically a fraudulent statement in the prospectus that they put out. And I think a lot of people don't read the materials that they're given with these products. They basically just listen to their investment advisor without reading the materials. Sometimes when you read them through, it'll tell you in there that there's chances that it's not perfectly guaranteed in the marketplace. But again, most of these claims are based on suitability. So that if you're retired, obviously you're not going to be bringing in any new income. So your investments need to be fairly conservative. I think a lot of times when I look at the documents, for example, I was looking at a document statement. The investment objective for the client who was 90 was long-term growth. Well, at 90, I don't think that your investment objective would be long-term growth. It would be, you know, conservation of principal. You should look for when you're questioning whether your advisor is doing the giving you the correct recommendations.
But don't you have an obligation to yourself to keep track of what your broker is doing?
Well, I mean, you're relying on a so-called professional in the field. Like if you go to see an attorney, you would assume the attorney knows their field of law. If you go to see a doctor, you're hoping at least that your doctor is doing the right thing. And the same could be said of financial advisors. You're relying on a professional to give you the correct advice. Most people are not investment savvy. So that's why they seek out advice of professionals. So, yes, you have the right to rely on that expertise, so-called expertise.
Here on You and the Law today, Joanne Schultz has been here, and we've been talking about investment losses, learn your legal rights. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News. One of the